sis. I cannot wait to talk all about the two emotions that lead to every single action or every single inaction you take on the daily basis. So if you've been looking for a way to evaluate, like, how am I gonna ever find freedom from this eating disorder controlling my life? How am I ever going to put one foot in front of the other? I want to find freedom from this disorder, yet I'm always here. Or I want to take this action, yet I feel confused. I want to be healthy, I want to be nourished. I'm at a place where I'm so over this and I'm so tired, yet I just feel more tired. And I'm continuously doing the same thing. Then today's episode is for you, because sis, there are only two emotions that lead to action or inaction in our lives. And I want to talk about these two today so that you can change the way that you show up in taking action to support your freedom journey. Let's do it. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you, because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom, and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Hey girl, hey, I am so flipping tired. I don't even know. It's like attack on mom. I feel like the boys are coming at me all kind of sideways, but I wanted to do a brand new episode for you. I continue to show up for you so that you can continue to press forward in your recovery. I truly feel like this podcast is my place to get out to the world that you are so much more than your eating disorder. You are worth so much more, sis. You truly are. And it's time that you start believing in it. So that kind of brings me to today's episode. I'm gonna leave being tired. I'm recording this actually in the evening after a full day, and I'm just so blessed with all the clients I've been able to talk to today. It truly just, I don't know, it opens up my heart. It's such a passion to be able to see each of you where you are in recovery and just experience it with you. It truly is a win, every single win I hear from each of you. And if you're not a client of mine, but you're looking for support because you don't want to do recovery by yourself anymore, you've tried and that's just not working for you, then I encourage you to go out to the website herbestself.co. You can find more information there on how we can partner together and see if we're a great fit for one another. I want to dive into this episode because I want to talk about the two emotions that lead to the actions or the inactions that you're taking right now. And I'm gonna ask you some simple questions that can support your journey today. So every single choice that you make, every single action that you take in life since the day you were born, come from two basic motivating forces and desires. Every single action. You ready for it? Love or fear. Love or fear. Now, friend, biological fear, we were born with this, and that is to protect us from harm, to legit protect us when we're not safe. But it isn't to keep us from experiencing life. And maybe you're there right now. Maybe this disordered relationship with food has kept you for so long from truly experiencing life. I remember not being able to go out with other people, wanting to avoid social settings, giving all the excuses to my friends and family of why I couldn't go to dinner and why I already ate and why I wasn't hungry and that I wasn't feeling well. Like, I had the excuses. What I want to talk about today is love and fear, and to challenge you right where you are and how you're living your life. So emotion is energy in motion. You create what you fear. You create what you fear. And this might sting, but the life that you have right now was created from the action or the inaction based on the choices made from either love or fear. Fear is scarcity, it's lack, it restricts, it sets limits. But love expands and it opens and it allows other people in, and it is abundance and it is constantly flowing. 1 John 4 says, there is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear. The question I want to ask you today is, are you acting in love or in fear? Be terrified of the what ifs in your life. If you are constantly asking, what if I gain weight? What if I lose control? What if I become fat? What if I'm never accepted or they reject me? I want you to understand that this is fear-based and it is something that can be changed. Fear is punishment. And maybe the truth is that you're simply afraid of being seen because you fear making mistakes. That was me. I could not make a mistake. I lived in the Lindsay world of perfection, where every single thing had to be perfect. But my love, that is exhausting. It is exhausting. And not the exhausting that I'm feeling right now. I'm just super mom tired because the boys have worn me slam out tonight. But exhausting to the soul type of exhausting. Are you exhausted, like to the soul type of exhausted? I don't want you to look back this time next year and say that you could have been recovered, but you were afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Sis, you're not afraid of loving you. You're afraid of pain. It's that biological fear within you that's trying to protect you from harm, to protect you from feeling pain. But the fear that you don't face will become your limitation over your life. Even though you may not like where you are right now, you will stay right now where you are forever because it feels better. It feels known. It doesn't feel uncertain. If you've been making choices that are disordered, and you're wondering why you're constantly making those choices, it's coming from a place of fear, a place of scarcity, a place of restriction, a place of limitation, a place of what ifs. And I want you to ask yourself this question, am I acting in love right now in this moment, or am I acting in fear? And then to add on to that question, to dig a little deeper, if you're like, well, I'm acting in fear of gaining weight. Right now, I don't want to have something to eat because I'm terrified of gaining weight. That's fear. But the question to really dig deeper is, what am I afraid of? Sis, I was afraid of weight gain. I was afraid of what other people would think of me. I was afraid of failing, afraid of success at the same time, afraid of doing it all wrong. I was afraid of following a healthier and adequate eating plan because healthy felt bad. I was afraid to rest. I was afraid to lose control and fearful of being fat and terrified of never being accepted and petrified of certain foods, of food rules I had created that I wanted to let go of but didn't know how. And I feared treatment. I feared dying. I feared support. I feared change. But really, I had the biggest fear of facing the pain. If that's you, or maybe some of these resonate with you right now, I want you to add to this list. Like, what are you afraid of? What is keeping you stuck? Because if there are only 2 emotions that are tied to every single action, and you're not living the life you want to be living right now, are you acting in love or are you acting in fear? Your eating disorder will only continue because of fear, which leads to the fact and the lack of self-love. When you feel flawed, friend, when you feel unworthy, when you feel broken, not chosen, you can't love you. I couldn't love myself. I didn't love myself. I picked my body apart. I never felt good enough in front of other people. And I constantly was so concerned about what everyone else thought of me that I didn't even want to enter rooms because I didn't feel accepted or seen or cherished or known. But you get to choose you. And that's where it had to stop. I was tired of being tired. I was tired of being scared. And I was actually more scared of staying scared than I was of moving forward. Friend, how do you move from fear towards love? Well, courage. Courage, sis. You acknowledge your scaries and you walk anyways. You can reframe your fear right now. Every single thing I listed, and adding to that, your fears, write them down. What are your fears? What's keeping you here? Is that how you want to live? Every single choice you make, every single action you take comes from love or fear. Acknowledge your scaries and walk anyways. Acknowledge those things that are holding you back from living your life and walk anyways. You can reframe your fear as excitement. This is what I did. I had to reframe what was terrifying as if life was happening for me. I had to think about it as if my eating disorder just happened for me. And I'll be honest with you, it did, because I found myself in the process. And I don't know about you, but I don't know how many people can say that, right? If I could tell you right now that this process was gonna be a roller coaster ride, one that you dreaded getting on, but were curious to be on, one that you screamed the entire way through, but that you learned a lot about yourself. You learned that you could face the fear. You learned that you could go down the dips and around the loop-de-loops. You learned that you might be screaming and terrified, but there was something inside of you that felt powerful, that felt that adrenaline. Says your eating disorder doesn't have to take you down. You get to choose you. You get to find yourself. You get to act in love. I want you today to choose to create awareness with your fears, and I want you to choose love. So how can you love yourself? How can you show yourself compassion? Well, love is forgiveness. Love is trust. Love is grace. Love is the opposite of fear. So it's time to start doing the opposite. Instead of sitting with the what ifs, how about the why nots? Instead of sitting with the fear of weight gain, how about the fear of staying here, malnourished? Instead of sitting with the fear of failure, how about the excitement forward, knowing that if you never give up and you don't quit, you will succeed? Instead of sitting with the fear of doing it all wrong, how about moving forward anyways with excitement to figure it out? Friend, I know that recovery is hard, but you are strong. And instead of living in a place of fear, I want to encourage you today to start living in a place of love. What does that look like for you in your life? How do you talk to a friend, a sister, a spouse, a daughter? How can you talk to yourself that way? Try that on. Start there. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. I hope this has given you something to really think about and work through this week. I'd love to hear if this has impacted you, and I'd love to get your rating and review out on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. It surely would bless me to go out there and see it. Friend, thank you so much for your listen today, and come over to our Facebook community, herbestselfsociety.com, and share with us. How are you choosing today to live in love versus being stuck in fear? All right, girl, I'll talk to you real soon. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show. And I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.